A cleft tip rhinoplasty is a surgery that's generally performed on children when they're about 5 to 10 years of age. And what we're doing is trying to improve the symmetry of the tip of the nose. Now, during this stage of your child's life, it's important that we don't disrupt any growth centers. So we're typically not going to be working on the septum or doing any breathing surgery during this. This is more of a cosmetic surgery just at the nasal tip. So an incision is placed across the columella, which is the separation between the nostrils at the base of the nose, and the soft tissue is lifted up so that we can work on the underlying cartilage. Because cartilage on the cleft side of the nose for a unilateral is shaped differently and is a different size, oftentimes we need to take a piece of ear cartilage that's harvested through an incision behind the ear to help lift and bulk up this side of the nose. The stitches that are used for this surgery typically are dissolvable, and we may put a little nostril splint in there to help encourage the shape of the nostrils to be more symmetric. This is called a Koken. It's spelled capital K-O-K-E-N, and we'll leave this in place from anywhere from a couple of weeks to a couple of months after surgery. This surgery can typically be performed as an outpatient. And again, we base the need for this surgery on the cosmetic appearance and the benefits that we think we can achieve. For a lot of kids, it may be better to just wait until their formal rhinoplasty, which is performed in the teen years. So this surgery is performed under general anesthetic. There can be a little bit of bleeding associated with this surgery, but we would expect that to be quite low. The bigger risks are that there could be an infection, and we may give you some antibiotics to use after leaving the hospital if a splint's going to be in place. There's also a bigger risk for residual asymmetry, and I would have to tell you that this is more of a given rather than a risk. So more of an expectation that there still will be some asymmetry to the nose after this surgery. The scar across the bottom of the columella is usually well camouflaged, but this could heal in an unappealing way. And this is not intended to be a breathing surgery. So you would not expect this to improve their nasal breathing, and in some cases could potentially even decrease the ability to breathe well if we've made that nostril smaller at the time of the surgery. Now, a formal cleft septorhinoplasty is done in the teen years. For girls, this may be as early as 13 or 14 or 15 years old. For boys, it's typically going to be a little bit older, maybe 16 to 18 years of age. We want to do this once their facial growth is really complete. If your child's going to need orthognathic or jaw surgery, it's best to wait on doing the rhinoplasty until that's completed so that the aesthetic results can match their final profile. Now, with a septorhinoplasty, that's a bigger surgery where bones are being broken, and you would not expect that to be done at the time of just a tip rhinoplasty. So that's really the final nasal surgery that happens in the later teen years. The tip rhinoplasty, again, is just to address asymmetry at the tip of the nose. I guarantee there will still be some residual asymmetry, and you may be going home with a splint that's left in for anywhere from weeks to a couple of months after surgery.